Thank you for tuning into this episode of Dante's Inferno. I appreciate you sharing your time and energy with me. I do not take it for granted. I love you. Namaste. You're going to get a ton of value from this episode. At least I hope you do. That's the intent. So enjoy. Good morning, Facebook. In this live stream, right here, this one, the one we are presently both participating in, I want to talk to you about how Dante used to react and interact with reality in the world, and how Dante does that now. Not just to make it about me and like, oh, look at me in some narcissistic video, but to show you how most people interact with the world, because I was in that majority, and a better way, a more efficient way to interact with the world. So I would go and I would want things, right? I'm like, all right, I'm broke, don't have a lot of relationships. You know, as I'm thinking these things consciously, like in the subconscious and unconscious, you know, I don't accept myself, I don't love myself, I have a lot of fucking issues and emotional baggage and shit I'm working through. Well, not working through, I just have. I'm not working through because I don't know how to work through it. So I'm holding on to this shit, and it's like just making me a toxic person. Not in terms of like I'm negative towards other people. That was never like my thing. My thing was more like being insecure and feeling massive anxiety, social anxiety. I couldn't talk to people. I couldn't express myself. I'd lock up. I'd get really quiet. And I still do from time to time now. It's getting better for sure. I'm way more talkative. The time it takes for me to kind of unlock when I'm with a bunch of people is much faster. I'm okay not talking, which was a big problem back in the day, because I would not talk, then I would feel weird, and then I would self-attack, and then just be this downward spiral. Then I would actually have to leave. I couldn't stay there. I'd have to leave. I couldn't be in the venue. I couldn't be around the people. I couldn't be around positive people because I was so negative. Like, I was addicted to the negative. You know, not like I wanted to be negative, but, like, I couldn't not be negative. Like, it just, when people would be positive, I could be around it for a little bit, but if they didn't start talking about bullshit, like, I kind of have to leave. That kind of got better, but point being, I had all this shit underneath the surface. So that was going on, but I did still want things. I'm like, okay, like, obviously, this sucks. Let's look at our options here. What can we do? Let's try reading some books. Let's try watching some YouTube videos. Let's, you know, who are the self-help guys? Tony Robbins, I've heard of that guy. You know, I found Gary Vaynerchuk. That guy helped me get into the work mode and being grateful and, you know, you have one life, all that mentality, kind of, that helped me get out of my negativity, but I was still negative. Like, I self-attacked a lot. I was really insecure, really low self-worth, didn't feel like I deserved stuff, you know, because when we hold on to all this trauma from our past, whether, like, you disappointed your dad, I had some PTSD from, like, a concussion I got, or I couldn't walk down the street for, like, 2 years, you know, I got bullied, like, whatever your shit is, I have shit, you have shit, the whole world has shit, whatever your shit is, that is still in us, and if we don't let that go, that contributes to, you know, anger issues. You're angry, you find yourself like judging other people, and especially if you come from like a ghetto background, like, you can't just be cool with people, like, you have to judge them, you have to be like, oh, fuck that man, well, fucking motherfucker, like, really, like, you have no other behavior that you can think of would be more efficient than being like, oh man, fuck you, motherfucker. And, you know, whatever, like, you can make an argument for, is it their fault they grew up that way? But I don't know, I guess at some point you gotta go, this isn't working. I've been living the same reality for years and years and years and years and years. I haven't changed. Maybe I should, you know, the definition of insanity, Albert Einstein, doing the same thing over and over and over again, getting the same result, but wanting a different result. It's like, maybe we should change it up. So I started trying stuff. I started like a Facebook advertising agency. And the best way I can describe this to you is like how I was seeing trying stuff was a lot like, I feel like shit. I'm massively just beating myself up in my head. Like this, you know, this feeling of hopelessness. How will this ever change? Will it ever get better? Will I ever have money? Will I ever be happy? Am I just fucked? Like, what is this? This is just shitty. But I don't really think I can work up the nerve to put a gun in my head and kill myself and cutting my wrist. Like, all those things just seem very intense. And I'm like, I'm not really quite ready for those things. So let's just try, you know, read a book and we're trying to, you know, maybe start a business. And they all failed. And I got some cool stuff from the books, but it didn't resonate. Like, what I really wanted from the books and the agency and starting the businesses and starting the podcast, all great things. And I'm still doing, you know, 60-70% of those things, and they're amazing. It's coming from the right place now, and it's thriving, and they're working now. But what I really wanted from all those things was just to be happy and to change who I was and to just stop being sad and feeling hopeless and feeling like I was just a piece of shit. That's what I really wanted. So I was coming at these things from a place of desperation, and because I was desperate, I really wanted to change. Like, all right, Tony Robbins, fucking okay. Where's your fucking book? All right, Awaken the Giant Within. Okay, Tony Robbins, what you got for me? I'm gonna burn through this baby. What? Okay, State Control. I don't know what the fuck that means, but I'll try it. All right, and I'll go through these books and I'll read them, man, in like a day or 2 days, and I'd be like, okay, cool, Catch 22, awesome book. Don't really know how to apply it to my life, but all right, next book. And I was just churning through books, churning through courses, churning through videos. But nothing was changing. I was the same dude. Imagine that. All the stuff in the world that you encounter, that they're like, no, self-help, it makes you better. That's like what you think, right? You think self-help, self-improvement, you're just like, okay, people get better. I don't know if I'm that person. Maybe it doesn't work for me, but for sure, definitely some amount of people, just like people go to the gym. You go in the gym, some of those people are ripped. You're like, they're getting results. The gym works. It works. I don't know if it works for me, but it works for some people. So I was thinking, like, this shit was going to help make me happy. But the thing is, the external will never make us happy. It has to come from within. So I was just doing these circles and not really solving the main problem, which was I'm unhappy. I have trauma I'm holding on to that's causing my entire life to suffer and make me feel like crap. The book, the course, the person, the coaching, like, it's not going to change this. It's just going to address surface level problems. But the problem with that is you're just going to have more surface level problems. Sure, you put, you know, the duct tape on this leaky part of the pipe, but there's still 50,000 leaks. And it's going to, you know, eventually the duct tape's going to fall off anyway. So, like, what we have to do is dive into those traumatic experiences and let them go. Then what I found and what our clients find is your problems just seem to disappear, or you quickly find solutions to them. Because the problem isn't the problem. The problem is your energy and the way you're coming from and coming to the problem. What do I mean by that? Well, something that we teach is energy awareness training. Here's the plug, energyawarenesstraining.com. The big part of that is awareness. So we want you to be aware of what is the energy behind a situation, person, place, habit, or event. Let me give you a good example. Take smoking cigarettes, for example. What's the plus? What are the pros to smoking a cigarette? Being a previous ex-smoker of like 8 years, it feels amazing, especially when you're just really hooked in on it, man. Oh, it's delicious. Oh my God. You're at like a social, you know, maybe at a concert, at a bar. That was my thing, right? I'd go play music at bars. So I'd be at this bar. I'd go out in the patio section, inevitably. I'd go make my rounds and say hi to people. Then I'd go out in the back area. And it was like I was waiting, man. As soon as I got to that venue, I wasn't even thinking about the venue anymore. I'm just like, that back patio area is mine. So I would go back there and I'd be like, oh, what's up, man? You know, I'd say hi, see if I could bum a smoke. Or if I had a smoke, I'd light up a smoke. First drag, oh my God, you just, boom. You're feeling up. It's like this dirty high. You're like, you feel like kind of excited. It made it a little bit easier to talk to people. Granted, when I did talk to them, it was very like chaotic and frenzy, like, oh, what's going on? Oh, da, 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 da. It wasn't grounded. It wasn't at ease because I'm using the cigarette to give me a boost of energy. That's what it is. You're feeling low. You want to come up here. So use the cigarette or the alcohol or the heroin or the gossip or the complaining to give you a little spike. And it works. You do get your spike. But then you crash hard. And usually all those things are killing you slowly. So another thing we talk about in energy awareness training is Low vibration energy, which is what all this is, right? Depression, anxiety, the traumatic experiences, we all categorize this as LVE or low vibration energy. Whenever you use LVE, much like the dark side in Star Wars, it comes with a credit card bill at the end. So you're like, oh, I'm gonna buy this, I'm gonna do this, I'm gonna make this happen. But at the end of it, inevitably, there's a price to be paid. So like, if you notice the guys who use the dark side of the Force in Star Wars, they get the fucking baggy eyes, they get that weird ass like look in the pupils where it's like this orangey, like weird animal eye color. I don't even know how to describe it. But it's funny because there's actually a lot of parallels to that movie and other movies, like take Casino, right? They're killing people, they're robbing people, and they're building their success on these very dark things. And they get a lot of money and they get to these heights and they're wearing suits and they're fucking having lots of sex and making things happen. They feel like they're tough guys. But inevitably, what happens at the end of the movie? Like fucking everybody dies. Because the foundation was built on bad juju or low vibrational energy. So that's a good example, right? When what is the energy behind smoking a cigarette? Well, I'm in an energetic deficit. I don't have enough already, which is a big red flag. Why don't we have enough already? There's a hole in the cup. So it doesn't matter how much we fill, you know, heroin, coffee, cigarettes, alcohol, there's still a hole. So you're gonna have to keep doing this. Meanwhile, you're fucking dying, slowly. And, you know, people don't really care about that until they're in their elder years, and then they're like, oh shit, my body doesn't work the same way. You know, I'm constantly in pain, headaches, my skin is looking fucked, so people don't really like me because most people are superficial. And if you get a woke guy like me, I'm still gonna talk to you and we're gonna be cool and we're gonna be friends and we're gonna have some awesome times. But people don't wanna talk to you most of the time because you've been in this cycle of drugs and addiction and using the external to generate, to you know, give you an internal boost. You haven't actually been developing high vibration behavior and habits and parts of your personality like gratitude, appreciation, win-win, doing the right thing. You know, excitement, creativity, inspiration, helping, serving. These haven't been cultivated. You've just been taking, 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 using, taking. So when you get into your elderly years and you've been practicing this behavior, but now your looks no longer, you know, this is more for the women, your looks no longer get you, you know, certain things they used to get you. Now you have to pivot. You have to start being a good person. But there's been a lot of damage, right? There's been a lot of, now you're kind of doing damage control. So looking at, back to the example, smoking cigarettes, you're in an energetic deficit. So we call that self-medication. So when people don't have enough energy being generated within them, high vibration energy, they're feeling good, they're feeling great. Like this is tea. I don't like drinking coffee now. I don't smoke cigarettes anymore. I don't like drinking alcohol and I don't like drinking, this is coming from somebody who for 8 years like smoked, chain smoked, fuck, since he was 15, drank alcohol, loved drinking. I don't like it. I prefer the tea. And, you know, probably this, maybe at some point I might go off of as well and switch to just water. But like I coffee's too intense. Alcohol's too intense. I don't resonate with it anymore because when you're in an energetic deficit all the time, that shit is the bomb. You're like, oh my God, I cannot wait to get my cup of coffee. And then you get that massive spike and then you're like, oh, I feel great. And then you're in this frenzied, chaotic, frenetic fucking state running around. And then inevitably it starts to go down and you feel tired, you crash, you need more coffee. Then it's a whole fucking cycle, vicious cycle. I don't resonate with that anymore. Because something else we teach is low vibration energy prefers you to be in a state of chaos. It wants to distract you. Because if you get distracted, if your thoughts are racing a million miles an hour, right? Which is why I like tea. It's calm. It's subtle. It makes you alert, not chaotic. When you're in this chaotic state, the likelihood, the chances of you getting hooked on a thought, obsessing over something, worrying about something, assigning importance to something, right? Why is that bad? Because if we assign importance to something and it doesn't happen, then we feel like crap. So by putting anything on a pedestal, we create a negative polarity. Because if it doesn't happen, we feel like crap. If it does happen, well, then it happens. But what's more efficient behavior is to just feel good and set intentions and just move toward the intentions and not be attached to them. That's kind of a different topic though. So we want to be aware of the energy behind something. Another example of seeing if you're an energetic deficit. Take someone who's like a celebrity, high status, or a cool person that you think is cool. Maybe someone who inspires you. And you get around that person. Can you just be cool? Can you just be yourself, like authentically? Can you just be who you are at your house in pajamas? Or do you feel you have to do something? You need to do something. You have to put on an act. I interviewed my friend, Jack Manley. He has 1 million subscribers on YouTube. Interviews on the YouTube channel right now if you want to check that out. I felt a little anxious, a little nervous. Why? It's Jack Manley. I'm Dante. We're just having a conversation. Why is there that pressure? Well, I still have more healing to do, and I recognize this, and it's okay. But there's an energetic deficit, right? If you get around someone who has $1 million, and you have $1 million, and you're aware of they have $1 million, it kind of points to if you're comparing, which you're already fucking lose if you compare. But the point being, it's an energetic deficit. You should just be able to be yourself, be cool, be at ease with everybody. The president, you know, and granted, I guess you got to be careful in some such situations because, you know, you got to have social calibration and context. If it's like 2 a.m, you're walking home, some weird creepy dude's following you, maybe not stop me like, hey, what's going on? Maybe just get home and, you know, with the president, probably can't just be like, yo, what's up? Like, probably have to maintain some level of, you know, it's a funny thing, right? There's a lot of different human perspectives going on. Everyone comes from a different place. I think that, so when I was working in the dating community, right, we would center around, we'd focus on social conditioning. We've all been social conditioned. We've all been conditioned to think a certain way, like we can't express ourselves. We have to go along with the crowd. We have to fit in. We have to just not be ourselves. So when I was working as a dating coach and working in the dating industry, we would tell the guys, like, look, your fear of, like, walking up to the girl and starting a conversation and then you thinking, like, a guy is going to beat your brains out or a crowd of people is going to come stab you, it's silly because we live in the modern age. Back in the caveman days, for sure, that probably did happen. You know, Bob probably died a couple times, you know, in that timeline. Or you might have gotten kicked out of the tribe for messing with the chief's girl, you know. Maybe you guys were caught kissing in the back of the hut, and he was like, nope, you gotta go, and then you're on your own. But you're in the wild. It's hard to fend for yourself in the wild. You don't have a tribe of people working as a unit to, like, take down mammoths and, like, forage for food. So there's danger, especially if you're a girl, because then you're not as, like, strong, and you have, like, less physical prowess, and your chances of surviving are, like, even less. So guy or girl, like, you're still in a very, very bad position. So that's biological hardwiring. That's still in us, like, functioning. So a level of that still, well, it definitely exists in our minds. It doesn't actually exist in the real world. There's no saber-tooths walking around unless you go into, like, a fucking wilderness or a forest or something. But there is something called egoic madness. That's what Eckhart Tolle talks about. If you don't know Eckhart Tolle, I encourage you to look him up. Most people aren't ready. If you are ready, then you're going to resonate with this guy. He's really cool. He's this weird old man who, like, sits there with these little bells. And he's like, ding. And he doesn't talk a lot. It's very quiet. Ding. And he tells you about presence, being present to the moment, how it'll change your life. And it definitely will. So there still is egoic madness. There is unconsciousness in human beings. What is unconsciousness? What is that? What do I mean when I say that? Well, I'll be around certain people, and I'll tell them, you know, I don't just unleash it, I don't unload everything, but I'll test the waters with them, and then if the conversation starts slowly shifting into, like, consciousness or energy or positivity or, you know, just self-help in general, I'll kind of see how they react to these words like consciousness and stuff. Most people are shut down. Most people get angry. Most people shit-talk it. They're not ready. And Eckhart Tolle gives his timeline of how we used to be cavemen. Then we developed a mind, right? We used to not be able to think. We're just like, then we had our mind, able to make shit happen. But there's a third category that we're shifting into right now. That's called, you know, presence, consciousness, awareness. And this is when you realize that you're not your mind, you're not your feelings, you're not your emotions. You're actually the present awareness behind it. the silent watcher observing it. Now, when I talk about this, people get kind of crazy and confrontational and just very against it. Like, they shut down, they shut off, they're like, no, what about, like, they divert it. And it's fascinating to me because I'm like, okay, it's not like I came from that background. Like, I came from a very poor background, very negative background, you know, in the ghetto. didn't have a lot of opportunity because I was fucking traumatized, and there was opportunity. I just couldn't either engage with it or see it. So, and I come from a very, very self-helpy background. So that guy talking to you now is telling you and talking to you about this stuff because I'm like, it fucking works. I like practicality. Crystals and fairies and fucking, you know, Anunnaki and God, like, great, awesome. But how do I use that so I can be happy while I'm alive on this fucking planet? And then from that place of having happiness as my foundation, then let's discover what the Anunnaki can share with Dante in the world. Let's see what the fucking higher dimensions have in store for me. But first, can I just be happy, please? Can I just be happy, maybe have some money so I could, you know, travel and eat the foods I want to eat that are healthy for me? Can I just have a healthy life emotionally, financially, spiritually, mentally, physically? Is that okay with you guys? That all right? Cool. Awesome. Now that we've gone to that place, we can actually appreciate the practicality behind energy and consciousness and all the stuff that we're talking about. When you employ this stuff, you start releasing your past pain, your past trauma, your what we call at energyawarenesstraining.com, low vibrational energy. You start feeling better. Your self-worth starts rising. You start taking more action because now you actually feel like you can do the things you want to do that you felt hopeless before. You have more energy. You can maintain that zone of motivated. You ever catch yourself in like a state of motivation or inspiration where you're kind of feeling good, but then it dies out and it's replaced with something else that's heavier, more dense, be it depression, hopelessness, victim mentality, I can't do it, it's not going to work, all that. You shift back into that. We don't fucking let you do that. We give you the training so when you feel that, you know how to clear it out and keep clearing your past pain and trauma. And as you release little bits and bigger chunks of it, you become lighter and lighter and lighter and lighter. So, and when I mean lighter, I mean depression is very heavy in the body, right? What's the one? I saw a meme where it showed someone like crouching like this and they were full of rocks. It was like a statue, like a mesh statue full of rocks. And it said, this is what grief feels like in the body. And it's just like heavy. I thought that was really genius. That's what these negative states of energy and emotion are. Depression, apathy, anger, even anger. That's like a little bit closer to actually being high vibration. It's not high vibration. It's actually super fucking destructive, but it's closer to the scale. It's almost near self-acceptance, courage, neutrality, you know, acceptance. But they're heavy and they weigh us down. So if you clear out your past pain and trauma, which is slowly like giving us these states of depression, hopelessness, it's kind of like every day it's just charging us with this negative energy. If we release this stuff, we start moving up and we're able to take more action. You start reading those books. Like, I've been working out consistently. Granted, I don't really like the part when I'm actually working out, but I'm actually taking action and I'm getting more okay with like liking and resonating with the working out. But I'm still working out and I feel better afterwards. It's just like I gotta be very focused as I'm doing it. But I used to not even be able to do that. I would go to the gym once a week and then stop. Books, reading consistently. Making fucking live streams consistently. Practicing guitar consistently. Feeling good and happy every single day consistently. Do I have my moments where I get maybe irritated? Frustrated? A little depressed? Unhappy? Disappointed? Sure. But it's like a blink of an eye. And it goes away. Because I know that, all right, let's use the breath work and techniques we teach, like EPR, energetic process and release, to breathe this in and get it the fuck out. Now, I'm making these live streams, and I'm kind of testing to see how people react, to see where everyone's at. Some people I say that, and they're like, bullshit. And hey, if that's you, that's cool. I'm not going to convince you anyway. I gotta keep practicing on my public speaking ability. Maybe in a year or two, we'll revisit this conversation and you'll be ready. But I've experienced tremendous fucking results from doing this. I'm happy. I'm taking a ton of action. I feel great. And all of our clients are doing the same. And they're making tons more money, having tons better relationships, sex life, amazing. Happiness, amazing. Being able to connect with these states of gratitude, appreciation, presence, calm, ease, stillness. The problems are just evaporating, dissolving. More opportunities flooding into them. They just happen to be at the right place at the right time. It's life-changing. And I want to connect you guys with it because I want you guys to be successful. I love hearing our clients' testimonials and seeing that they're, you know, they do 180s and go into success, go into happiness, go into a life of abundance, and they're just thriving. I want that for you. I don't want you to be fucking unhappy or pissed off about something or judging people because it doesn't help everyone else. It's only destructive toward you, for yourself, and towards others. It makes the whole world a shittier place to live in when people are angry, depressed, victim, you know, feeling hopeless. They're fucking mad at people. They're judging people. They can't just let people be. And sure, there's some people doing stupid stuff. But in terms of you interacting with the world, like, it's the place it's coming from, and it's the energy behind it. You can see those people as like, fuck you, motherfucker. We go, well, fuck these people. Or we could go like, think of it kind of like they're just our little sister. And they're really little. They don't understand things yet. And we're just calmly like, no, stop, come this way. And it's coming from a place of like funniness, amusement, and compassion, kindness, and understanding. You can create change with those forces, with those types of energies. And you produce much greater results. Because when you just judge people and you're like, nee, 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 it's just pouring gasoline on the fire. It feels amazing, for sure. You feel amazing doing it. You're like, yeah, fuck these people. You get that, feels familiar, yes. But it's destructive. It's actually rotting you emotionally and spiritually. And you don't see it, right? Most people, they feel that. And they keep going into that space of like, yeah, fuck you. And they get this dirty high of like complaining and gossiping. And oh yeah, she did this. And they stay in the same reality. They're the same person for years and years and years and years. And because they keep connecting with that dirty, you know, stagnant energy, dense energy, that frenetic, chaotic, low vibrational energy, it keeps them stuck and keeps them unhappy with the same problems in the same cycle. I want you to break out of that cycle and continuously be able to break out of more cycles as you keep living and keep moving up and up and up and up and up and up. More success, more happiness. It all just deepens. I want your experience of life to be one of joy. And when you look back at the end of it, you're like, I'm ready for whatever's next because that was fucking awesome. And I lived a really great life. And I helped a lot of people. And I felt great. And I gave good energy. Because when you give, you also receive, right? Whatever you give to the world, you get back. Times like fucking 50. I don't know what Glenn says. He gives a specific number. I forget. It's actual part of a universal law. But point being, whatever you give out to the world, you get back a lot more. So if you give kindness, if you give joy, if you are a good fucking human being, you get that back. So I guess what I'm saying is, if you're ready to change your life, go to www.energyawarenesstraining.com. If you're not, keep watching these live streams. I'll get you eventually. I love you. Happy Wednesday. Namaste. You're amazing. Have the best fucking Wednesday of your life. This is Dante, CBS News, signing off. I sincerely hope you got a ton of value from this episode. If you didn't, then you just send me some coal for Christmas. But I hope you did. I hope you did. That was my intent. Hope you get a ton of value. Hope you had some realizations, epiphanies, and you just got value, okay? Like, your life is at least 1% better for having listened to this episode, and it wasn't a waste of time. I sincerely wish the most amount of happiness and success for you. Glenn and I at energyawarenesstraining.com, big plug there, energyawarenesstraining.com, we want to end global emotional human suffering. We have a product that teaches you how to heal your past pain and trauma, put yourself in a state of happiness every single day, and massive action. Right? Not happiness sitting in a cave, unless you want that, unless that actually makes you happy, but massive action combined with happiness, using happiness as a foundation, a platform to then take a disgustingly awesome level of action to get the things you want in your life, to live your dreams. But coming from a place of inspiration, not desperation, having to fight through it to make it happen. So with that being said,
If you're ready to change your life, go to energyawarenesstraining.com. But besides that, enjoy the free content, free videos, free posts. I love you guys. Thank you for rocking with me on this episode. You mean the world to me. I want you to just be successful and happy and just get everything you want. So keep listening. Keep engaging. I'm here for you.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.